Next presenter is Julian Cahill from the Open Change Project. And we'll give them a few more moments as he gets ready. Well, looks like Dan Shearer is joining Julian, so I'll hand over to Dan now. He's ready to go.
Okay, just sorry about this. We just got a little bit of hardware to set up. I just thought I'd say just a couple of words about the documentation release, MSDN documentation release. The difference between the CIFS documentation and the Exchange, or as Microsoft call it, the Office documentation, actually Office and Exchange are different but related, is that all the protocols except for CIFS-related documentation or workgroup server documentation is not under the PFIF. So there's been a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing about just what do all the terms and conditions mean, but the short answer is that as of yesterday, the Open Change team have been downloading and avidly reading the MSDN docs describing the Exchange protocols, and so far, a preliminary overview seems to be that it's actually in pretty good shape, and we're very, very thankful to Microsoft for doing that. It does say it's beta documentation at the top, but in kind of recognition of the work that Wolfgang and all the others have been leading there at Microsoft, it's a really good beta. So we do thank them for that. And hopefully 12 months from now, you'll see even more progress. Just about ready to go? Ladies and gentlemen, Julian Cahill.
Is that okay? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, the title of the presentation should have better been when you have an enterprise ship and you have found some deuterium and you want to go to visit the Borg and you are in hyperspace. So we have not yet met the Borg, but we are currently in the process too. So, okay, so we'll have four different parts. The first one is what did we do since the last Sandbag conference? What are the different parts we have been working on, the different projects and community we have met, how everything was going on since that time. Next, we'll have a brief overview of the new MAPI library features, present the OCPF library, which is some kind of new tool that we use to develop, even if with the Microsoft documentation, it may not be as useful as before, but there are still some scope where we can use that. And finish with what we call the MochaBox project, and with some kind of demo with Asterisk and a SIP phone. Okay, so just two slides to remind what is OpenChange. So this is an open source implementation of Microsoft Exchange protocols and server on the Unix platform. Exchange is a groupware server doing messaging, calendaring, sharing contacts, databases with notes, tasks, etc. And we are working on two different aspects. The first one is to have an implementation of a protocol that we can have into a MAPI library that enables clients to talk to an Exchange server. And on the other side, we have the Exchange server, the OpenChange server, that intends to replace transparently an Exchange server. So we speak natively the protocol that Microsoft Exchange uses. So it's seamless integration into a Windows environment. So another very important point with OpenChange, just a bit screwed, a bit cut, I don't know. Another important point with OpenChange that we are built over Summer 4, so we are relying on the Summer 4 DC RPC library for the MSRPC transport layer. We are using the MDL library, the Talloc library for memory allocation, and also LDB for everything which is related to the storage backend. So for the moment, we are using LDB both on what exists on the server, and we are also using LDB for convenience on the client side to store all the information which are related to the connection information credential about the server. And OpenChange is 5 years old now, so start to be quite an old project. When we started, we were just students. Next, all the students left, I was alone. Drunk a lot of coffee, ate a lot of pizza, had a good mother cooking nice plates. And finally, now we have a quite good team of development. I'm really happy to work with. The community is really great, and we're going to see that. So just to make the difference between what is the MAPI library, what we call libMAPI, and the server side. We enable communication with the auction server. And our main idea is to implement the two main protocols that I use in Outlook Exchange communication, which are the NSPI, used for the address book name resolution when you set up an Exchange account, and also the EMSMDB, but most people will call MAPI, but MAPI is just the glue. It's an application layer glue that is talking, and it's the whole API. So we are implementing EMSMDB, and at the same time, we provide a library which is developed in C, GPLv3 based. And the idea is to have similar nomenclature that Microsoft that the MAPI implementation provides, but at a really lower level. So we can speak to an Exchange server with more ease and really control what we are sending to the server. There's no hidden mechanism. We just try to have some kind of abstraction layer so we can hide some internal details that are no meaning to developers and have a library with many different features. Regarding the OpenChange server, it doesn't use libMAPI because we are not filling the same field. We are filling the reply. We have implemented the NSPI provider, so we are able to set up an OpenChange account using Outlook 2003. Unfortunately, it's a bit broken at the moment. We have to fix the provision script, but that should be quite easy. And we have decided since last Samba XP not to work on the server, but focus on the client library integration. So we don't have any message store yet, but we're going to start really soon. So what's new? Well, almost everything. During the last Samba XP, we were able to send emails, attachment. Well, now we can do everything. That's so great. We have been working a lot with the community, trying to gather new developers, having feedback, try to make developers and users feel the bug. And they have been very courageous, because OpenChange, since a really short time, was really, really difficult to install. Maybe less to use, but really difficult to install. So we had had a lot of discussion. It has been really a productive year. And in the meantime, we have had three new MAPI releases. Each of them is a major step in our understanding of the Exchange protocols and their implementation. So we are definitely Star Trek, or maybe just Star Trek fans. So after the Mail Look release, which was the one I showed during last Samba XP, which if you put it in reverse, it just say cool, I am. We have next the Warp, the holodeck, the further one that we just released. And we thought we could release the 1.0 for Samba XP, but I explain later why it was a bit different. I mean, we prefer to delay the release and have something really reliable. And currently, we are working on the 0.8 release, which is baptized Romulus. So yeah, cool names. We have had a lot of work on the legal issues and on the licensing of OpenChange. So first we moved to GPLv3 or later, followed Samba choice, except for the idea with like Samba released under the BSD license. And we joined the SFLC and become a client of the SFLC and a member of the conservancy. So we've transferred all the copyright to the conservancy, and we can guarantee that the project still remain open source and doesn't end up as a ownership of random or a third party company in the years coming. So we have also been working really closely with different teams of developers, and many with the GNOME Evolution and the KDE team with an Econode resource, trying to help them integrating libMapi. So I'll start with the GNOME Evolution. So just a few months after the Samba XP, we got contacted by the Evolution novel team. They had a problem. Well, some of the customers migrated to Exchange 2007, and unfortunately, the web dev used by Exchange 2007 was not compatible anymore with the Evolution plugin. So they were just stuck. And they came asking for a solution that, first asking whether we were compatible with Exchange 2007, which we said yes, and next ask whether they could be using the implementation. We said yes, but you have to move to change a bit your lessons. So after a lot of talk and some development, they finally moved to a dual license GPLv2, GPLv3. And at this moment, they started development in November, maybe in September or October. And now they have some kind of a pretty reliable plugin that do most of the common operations, the configuration wizard for the account, email operations, calendar, task, and contact. So for the moment, it's developed into a SVN branch on the GNOME repository, which is the Exchange MAPI branch 1. There are some packages for distributions that they build over the OpenSUSE build form for Fedora and OpenSUSE. There is a couple of preview available, so you can test it quite quickly. And they are very responsive when you have a bug, because they need to fix the bugs. So you can find more information. I mean, on goevolution.org, you're going to have pretty much problems finding relevant information about the plugin. But we try to maintain a page up to date on the OpenChange website. So just a few screenshots with, on the left, the Outlook web access view, and on the right, the GNOME Evolution account wizard. And maybe something more relevant is the calendar view, where we have a calendar with a meeting fetched from directly from an exchange, a user exchange mailbox. We have also been working with Brad Hartz from KDE, who has been really doing a great job on the Econode resource. And in a very few time, I've been able to develop a preliminary Econode plugin, able to fetch the emails, fetch the calendars, fetch the contacts. So really an impressive job. But same as GNOME Evolution, he had to stop at some point when we moved to GPLv3, because Qt was not didn't have a compatible license. So he's been working on trying to find a workaround, and finally Qt moved to GPLv3 very recently. So great, the development is on the road again, and moreover is part of a GSOC. So we have a lack of information about this plugin, but it's Brad job to do that, to present the KDE plugin the best he can. So some screenshot too. Here I chose the contact one, so where we can display pictures from the fetch from the contact on the Exchange server. And also, well, there's not the HTML display properly, but at least the content is correct, and they can fetch already a lot of stuff. A word, because it has been a lot asked about, what about Mozilla? Well, we have been discussing with the Mozilla messaging and had a lot of discussion. It's very promising, really. Using the new Thunderbird infrastructure, we can have a very modular stuff where we can plug a libMapi into it and have a real connectivity. The main problem at the moment is that we are seeking for a developer who has good understanding of Thunderbird. So if you know someone, please just raise your hand or send an email or put in contact with all people. We would really like to move on and have support for these free messaging clients. Regarding the Google Summer of Code, so first, it was the first time we applied as a mentoring organization. We had two slots. We got accepted and got two slots and two projects. The first one is develop a FetchMail plugin. So provide the ability to fetch emails and store them into Mbox or whatever we need. There are already discussions with the fetch mail maintainer and the students in charge of this project. So I'm really confident about the. I really hope we're gonna see something really quick. And the other one is the AccuNAD resource, which Brad Hart will be mentoring. And also the students sounds really promising, so great. And we also had a couple of new members. First, we stopped to recruit students. That was basically the main recruitment program of OpenChange over the years. Recruit a new development team in my old school, in my old university. Make them work for 1 year and a half, and then they got their first job. They are not yet fat, and well, they quit. Some of them do .NET programming. Others are doing are working for other companies. Well, we only have one left, which is Ali, who remained and who is the system administrator of OpenChange. In the meantime, we have welcomed Dan Shearer, who you just hear, the Scottish, the Australian Scottish boy. Yelmer, who has done an incredible amount of work on the build system, really makes something reliable. So thanks to him, we really have something that comes really easier to install. Moreover, he's working on the Debian packaging for OpenChange, so that's cool. And more recently, Brad, who has been a long date contributor to the OpenChange documentation, and who now put his hand into the code and fix some bugs, create some tickets. So we are not a very large team, but we have good communication and it's very efficient and good open source spirit. So last but not least, the double mailing list, who more and more receive new developers, new integrators, or companies that are involved or are looking for information about exchange protocols on the wire. And until now, we were basically the only one, since the MAPL archive are more for developers, high-level developers. So here it is. OK, let's go to the MAPI library feature. So what's new? Well, let's get back to the 1.0 issue. Borg should have been the 1.0. But we were very naive and thought that if we implemented the contacts, the notes, the calendar, then we were done. And we could have the 1.0 with a lot of features. We were wrong. And we raised that point in 0.4, so it has been really quickly raised. And finally, we decided that, we better wait a bit and really implement a full, complete features MAPI implementation. So we've tried to look with the different developers community what they really needed, what kind of operation they wanted to do, and try to implement it over the time. So now we really have a much better understanding of MAPI. We have done a lot of work analyzing the wire among the last year, and we now have a version which is compatible with all the different exchange versions from 5.5 to 2007, which works in clustered exchange environment. When I presented LibMAPI last year, we had only around 15 MAPI calls, and these 15 MAPI calls gave us the ability to send emails, etc. Now we have around 55, even more, for if I look into my different trunk and seek for the different piece of IDL I've been writing. So we have really a much more complete implementation. Looking at the MSDN docs, we see that there are around 120 MAPI calls available for the full implementation. But there are some of them which are really weird, like tell version, where you call that, and it gives you the exchange server version. I don't know how useful that can be, but I mean, we will be able to implement these new MAPI calls. And for the remaining, which are really important, it's all about the exchange cached mode and the incremental change synchronization. So everything which is related to synchronize your mailbox synchronize your mailbox with the remote exchange server and maintain a cache which is up to date. Okay, last, it also covers most of the messaging needs. We talk, I've been telling you that, but most important is that we have good advance, and we are much more in advance than the graphical application implementations. So we are just waiting for them to get back and give us feedback on the different MAPI calls we've implementing, whether there are bugs in the implementation or not. So next we can really fix that and have a reliable and scalable implementation. So I've been selected a random set of features we've been implementing during the past month. So we support all the different objects. We can create, delete, or update the MAPI objects. In 0.2, we could only create one. We have the restriction, the notifications, the public folder support. We have support for ACLs and permissions. The MAPI name properties, which was something really fundamental to understand so we could have something that works properly. And we have been working a lot on the documentation so new developer can find the API, have sample code to look at. We have test tools, and we have migrated from something that was handwritten to something using Doxygen, which is much more reliable and easy to maintain for us. And last but not least, we have some preliminary Perl bindings. Still looking for developers wishing to improve the bindings and extend for different languages. Also, we have developed different libraries, and another one is the libmapiadmin, which intends to provide some kind of administration support for administrator under Linux. So what it does, basically, very, very basically, just create a user and create an exchange user, which means create the user in the Active Directory, what does some before already do, and extend its Active Directory schema so we can automate the creation of a mailbox on the exchange server. So it's based upon some R code and LDB asynchronous code. So we first create the user in the AD, extend its attributes, and place a callback waiting for Exchange to reply and tell us, okay, the mailbox is ready, you can start using it. Okay, time for a demo. Luckily, everything is automated, so, okay. So that should be, okay. So let's start with a demo that will create a public folder, a calendar folder in the public, So, all right, it's a bit slow. Come on. So first, So first we display the currently mailbox hierarchy of the public folder. So if we're looking in the IPM subtree, we see the internet news group, which is basically what we have here. We're going to create just in this, within this folder Sunbake Space scheduled stuff. Whoops. Okay, so now we have created a folder. If I refresh, okay, I see my calendar here. And we're going to populate the Sunbake Space schedule with all the different developer tracks and meetings for the 2 days. Okay, just before, yes, we see that the Sunbake Space schedule folder is created. Now we just use the OpenChange tools to create the appointments on the Exchange server. And I'm going to close that. And next, we have to refresh. So to refresh an Outlook, that's quite easy. Get offline, get online. Okay, get online. What? All public folder, Sunbake Space schedule. Okay, and we see that we have all the... I think for Andrew, I have written the abstract. So. I don't want a reminder. So we have filled just in command line, we have filled that with all the different information that are most needed by users, or the subject, the location, whether it must stand, vacation, or this kind of stuff. We can send a reminder. By default, we set a reminder 30 minutes before the beginning of a schedule. And we can set the abstract in the different notes. So I've just been hacking and put Andrew Twigeon the location, whether he's not a location himself, but it gives a better rendering in the calendar. And if we look at the next day, so the view sounds a bit weird, but it's just because the view is each 30 minutes. So if I just wanted to have a real view, I should have to move to a 5 minutes view. And with a 5 minutes view, we can get down. Come on. And we have all the different tracks set. Yeah, that starts to be a pretty huge conference. I'm lucky to do this demo this year, so I won't have to do next year when there will be more and more tracks. And finally, we can. What we're going to do is that for the moment, the Samba XP schedule folder was created with a Samba XP user, and we're going to play with permissions and try to set new permissions for my user currently using Outlook. So first one, we give no permission to the Outlook user. So depending on the server, it's whether it doesn't display properly. Oh, it tells me, no, you can't. Actually, I can't, which is not normal. Can I do another appointment? Okay. So, okay. So here, with role none, I don't see any of the appointments in the calendar. If now I move to a role read items, next I can see, just need to refresh. Don't see much stuff. Okay. And now I should be able to see again the appointments. But in role reviewer, I can still not create a new appointment. It would say, no, you don't have permissions. So we just gonna give to the user the role author. So now I can create an event. Not yet. Okay, refresh. Okay, I have to change the folder so it's updated. But I think that if I create the folder, it just tells me when I try to save, sorry, you don't have permission, because at this moment it tries effectively to contact the Exchange server. But here, okay. All right, that's okay. Blah, blah. Save and close. Okay, and I have my blah, blah appointment set. The stuff that we can see also is about a difference between being an author and an owner with an author or any other stuff. If we look at the, I have a pretty bad resolution actually, so it's kind of difficult to have good demo. Okay, so the properties, we see that we have only a few tabs. And if we move to the owner stuff, whoops. So let's be an owner. I close and I do it again. Oops, no, down. Okay, properties. I see that I have the administration and I can add permissions. So next, we can just delete the public folder. And that's okay, so it's gonna be removed and doesn't exist anymore. Another one. Yeah, I have still time. Another demo is about creating the Exchange user under Linux. So while the API is broken in the MAPI admin library, you can still create it using the torture test we have been writing. So it's within the 0.0.2. So, it's not this one. Okay, anyway. This one will just show how to update a calendar so we can see in real time a calendar event moving in the user calendar. So we first create an event into the user calendar.
So we are, come on, just, whoops, this work offline, work online. And where is my event? Did I click? Okay, I'm a Dr. Wu appointment. So 4 hours overview, he must be somewhere like, no. Okay, this is my Dr. Wu appointment. Now what I'm just gonna do is reschedule the time, so change the starting date and the end, and only change the start date and move to 4 o'clock, ending at 6 o'clock. So if I just, again, connected work offline, work online, it's gonna move and change automatically. So we are not stuck anymore about sending or deleting, creating or deleting. We can also update existing items, which is quite cool for us. And finally, because Dr. Wu can travel through time and space, we're just gonna delete the appointment. And Dr. Wu has a new show. Okay. The last one, very quickly. I could show you the contacts, creating contacts, editing them, but it's basically the same stuff, so there's nothing really, really new compared. It's just about finding new mappy properties. So here we create the different contacts. We can create task two, list the task, etc. We'll directly move to the 003. Well, first we are listing all the existing user in the Active Directory that have a mailbox, an Exchange mailbox enabled, so it gives us quite a number of users. Next, we switch to the map to the administrator account, and we are going to call SMB Torture and create a username Alfred, so the password for the administrator account is open change, nothing to hide. So what happens here is that it creates, normally using some error, the Exchange account. Next, it's gonna wait. I think, yeah, it's done already. So the user mailbox is generated. I could create now a profile and have access to the Alfred mailbox. And now if I look, I have Alfred listed, which was created with a Torch test account, and which is available if you want to send an email to Alfred in Outlook. Okay, so we'll move directly to the other slides. I maybe not have time for a demo on the OCPF, so I will just briefly speak about it so we can directly move next to the Mockerbox project. So what we found is that we started to have a couple of users, many more than a couple of users, but it was really difficult to make possible for our user to become new developer members. Even developers were really reluctant to look at properties and see how it works. So I just wanted to find a way to be able to dig into Mappy properties and see, for example, how we can create an appointment, a meeting request, or this kind of stuff. So. Moreover, when with the OpenChange tools, we can create a lot of stuff, but if we endlessly add new command line options, it starts to not to make sense anymore, because we can't really think about how to create some stuff, and it's really difficult to maintain. So the objective was to go beyond these limitations and create a small plain text file format that we can use to describe a Mappy message and use the OpenChange client to send the message or fetch an Exchange item from the mailbox and looks how it looks like, and then resend it again and change parameters and this kind of stuff. So the main features are, first, we are able to dump Mappy messages into OCPF file, and the other one is to convert OCPF files into Mappy messages. It has a light grammar and syntax with a very few top keywords that help defining the type of the message, the recipients, if it's 2CC, BCC. And next, we have two big blobs, two sections, one with properties, where we have properties equal the value, and name properties, which is a little more complicated, but
take three parameters and really gives you the opportunity to create a custom mappy message and even make Outlook unhappy, not to say something else. So the main purpose was I wanted to be able to create mappy messages quite easily from a web application, and I didn't want it to have some kind of PHP bindings or stuff like that. So the main idea is that we have in the language introduced some kind of variable substitution, so we can have a very few file with a defined set of variables that we want to set, use a form to fill these values, and then use the template file with, for example, a calendar event or a contact, a new contact or a new task, set this variable, send it over the wire, and then we have the event effectively created on the Exchange server. And it can also be used and planned to be used as a raw file system storage for the OpenChange message store that we are going to work on. So the main idea is that you have your mailbox and you can dump all the different containers and all the different messages and restore only one messages, check how it changed and this kind of stuff. No, we won't see it in action. But you have a documentation on api.docs.openchange.org with some sample files to test it, etc. Let's move to the Mockerbox project. So no, it's not Java. I know Dan told me it looks like it, but my name is Julian and I'm a coffee addict. And so it's just Mocha, stand like for Mochaccino, and it's a messaging OpenChange application box. So the main idea in the beginning was this idea quite a time ago, and it was to create some kind of open source messaging, unified messaging solution for Microsoft Exchange. So it's just the idea that we have the client libraries and we want to plug them with existing software like Asterisk or like Bakula or to do different kind of sugar CRM for web access. And we also wanted to have something that could be embedded or could be run individually in a virtual machine. So we decided to create only a build system that will create the box from scratch and which is based upon Ubuntu Dapper 6.06 LTS, and we'll certainly move to the next release in a couple of weeks. So the main objectives was we have OpenChange. OpenChange is great when we are about to talk about developers, when we want to add new features, but when it's about integrating new projects and have some kind of common code base on which we can work together, well, OpenChange is not the place anymore. We want to keep OpenChange clean and intended to provide libraries and server code for all the related stuff. It's not the place. So we expect this to help developers and corporate to work on the interoperability using open source softwares and try to set a list of features. And another point is try to maintain a list of providers that have been working on MAPI and shipping products or delivering open source products. So very long slide, we'll make it easy. We're designing as an open embedded platform that I have right here, and if I move it too much, I guess I'm gonna throw it away. So just a very teeny box with a compact flash card, a small memory, and the main idea was so we can have this build. We push the build on the on this little platform, and then we directly have OpenChange running with a couple of other applications, OpenChange some before, and the dedicated application. So we also wanted to have some kind of, we've been looking at the existing solution, proprietary one, on the website, and we were just wondering, why can't we find some kind of watchdog driver that allow us to have some kind of soft reset stuff very easily? Or maybe we were looking, there are already existing solution, but not embedded in the way we wanted. We really wanted to have something we can build from scratch with only OpenChange some before, and next developers can add their own applications. So, how does it work? You can plug it with a Microsoft Exchange server and either have voice, backup, web access, or whatever software that you feel would be interesting to integrate and make it a gateway. We have been working on the Mockerbox voice. which is the combination of open change asterisk, and when you mix them together, it gives you the Mockerbox voice. The feature we have implemented is the ability with a SIP phone to call over the asterisk box, leave a message. We have a dial plan with access code, leave a message and receive the message over MAPI on the user mailbox or using OpenChange tools, and have some kind of a user-friendly web admin interface, so it can be set up in just a few steps. The project in itself didn't require a lot of resources, but it required a lot of time to set up and design the OS, the system exploitation, and next, when we have done that, we could really easily add new features. So after 3 days, we've been able to mix Asterisk using a Perl AGE APP stuff, relying on OpenChange tools, and have also the web interface relying on OpenChange tools. So let's see a demo. Okay, I need to load some Firefox stuff. So first, we are going to the box is actually from scratch. I mean, it's not configured. So I'm just going to create it. Okay, waiting for you. Not this one. So what is the URL? It must have changed because it's DHCP based. Okay, it's 244, which is not good at all. Maybe I'm a bit worried that the box didn't start, actually. Just gonna try 244. No, this is the Exchange server, not good too. Well, we'll just reboot the box so I can see. Gonna ask a few seconds. We just move to the next slide so we can focus on the demo next. So we've been looking for free TTS solution and proprietary solution. None of them is an option. With Festival, it just gives an awful voice. Robotized that I don't want to hear, and proprietary implementation are so expensive. You have to kind of, for the one we've tested, it's around €600 just for one license and for one line. So we just can't afford, and we don't want to implement to use this kind of software. It wouldn't make sense for us. Okay. The other stuff is that I have open source my voice for the dial plan, and we had the very great pleasure to have Betty proposing and recording her voice for the presentation. But unfortunately, we were unable to normalize the level enough to integrate it into the box. So you're gonna hear my geek voice with all the Frenchy mistakes that you can have, such as all the please and the politeness and this kind of stuff. Anyway, it works. And about the feature we plan to implement, we're going to have very soon the voice to appointment, the ability to schedule an appointment over the phone. Okay, I have the website now. And manage the mailbox over the phone, so listen to it. We have a preliminary script that reads the emails using Festival. I can show you if you want, but it really sucks. Okay. No, you don't want to exit. Okay. So let's go to the Firefox. 25 should be okay. Okay, so admin. Default configuration. So we arrive on the website where it say hello. The first stuff we are going to do is to create a MAPI profile. So here is my username, Mockerbox. The IP address of the Exchange server and the Exchange domain, which is OpenChange. I hope this is the good dress. Okay, so it has created successfully the profile. So now we can communicate with the Exchange server. Next, we can, if we want, define a new administrator password, but I don't want to, otherwise it's going to break the demo. And next, what happened is in the user configuration on the first try, it's going to fetch all the Exchange user from the list, from the Active Directory, and attribute them an access code. So a random access code, which is here. And we don't see it. But we have the random access code, which is used when you call the user to, you have to enter his access code to effectively leave a message. So I will just enable me, update the database. And next, we finish the process, and we are done, ready to try. OK, ready to try the mocker box. So let's give another one. And we are going to load Ekiga. OK, it's already running. Okay. Okay, so we are going to configure the account, which is on 25. Mocker box. And tick, tick. Okay, no, not yet registered. This is the main problem, is that I have some trouble using Ekiga properly. Okay, I'm going to quit and reload. Possibly it will work better now. Okay, so I'm going to just put the microphone here. And we're going to try to call the mocker box on 1234. Okay. So you can laugh whenever you want. That's okay.
Welcome to the mocker box system. To leave a message, press 1. To schedule an appointment, press 2.
Okay.
Please enter the user access code and press the hash key.
So my user access code, I forgot it. Okay. Give me my user access code.
Please enter the user access code and press the hash key.
Okay, 797958#.
Please leave your message. When you finish, press the hash key.
Guten Tag, haben Sie Wünschen? Okay, that's gonna be. I could have said.
Send your message.
Shut up.
Press.
I could have said some kind of Irish poem, but it would have been too longer. So we'll just send the message.
Your message is currently being sent. Your message has successfully been sent.
Okay, so now if we just check, and yeah, it's not really polite yet, but we are trying to improve it. So next step, we're going to see if the message was properly received. So we can check that very quickly with Outlook, since it's the same account. I can go into my mailbox, inbox. OK, and I have my message from the user account, from the number SIP account number 1001, and with the message voice attached. But since I can hear it, I didn't activate the sound card on the VMware. Just going to fetch it on OpenChange. Voicemail. Okay, make it Samba. Samba. don't have a good account, so. Okay. Yeah.
Guten Tag, haben Sie Wünschen?
So, that's the conclusion. We have some kind of call log which logs the access logs and the error logs and tells you which user received which message. We could even do some kind of Big Brother stuff and listen to the message received. But that's going to be additional features. So, just the conclusion. So, you can check the website if you're interested in too. Otherwise, we're going to push some news about it on openchange.org, and you can join us on Mockerbox on freenode.net, or even join OpenChange. I mean, I can read two different channels at the same time. That's okay. So, for the conclusion, well, we have been working mostly on MAPI library. We really made good progress, and now we have in a sufficient state of development, and we have a good developer community and team. We can now focus some resources on developing the server, on designing a real good server. And next Samba XP will be the OpenChange server demo for sure. Thank you. If you have any question.
Hey man, that was cool, yeah? Thank you very much, Julian.
Any question?
You want to?
No? No question? Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. We've had a number of good speakers today. I'd like you to once again show your appreciation for the effort of the first day speakers. Give them some more. Give them the roof. Okay, we're going to party tonight. And the buses will leave here at 7 o'clock. So you need to get yourselves ready, but not so quickly. Samba team members, please stay behind. We have a half-hour meeting due to start now. The sooner the rest of you can get out for a little bit.
I mean, shouldn't we go into the room 15 over there?
Oh, go to the room next door? Okay. Samba team members to the room next door. Take your time, get ready, and be in the party mood tonight. And one last thing, be in the room here on time tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. See you all then.